You're hot.
And we're back in Post Falls here on KSPT for Bulldog Football Tonight. Chris Shepard, joined by Jay Vandenberg. Jay, thank you for coming in. Wow, it's like old home week. Boy, thanks for having me back, Chris. Try to get the rust off here to start the game.
Yeah, well,
excited to be back.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm excited about this season ahead for this Bulldog team with Coach Knowles and his second season, and Jeremy Thielbar coming in to run the offense, and, you know, some of the changes they've made on the staff. It should be, I mean, you've got George Yarnell, you've got Jeremy Thielbar, you've got Ryan Knowles. That's a pretty high-powered, you know, set of coaches to go with the guys that they already have.
With a lot of experience, you know, not only playing the game, but also they've got a lot of that college experience coaching at a high level. And yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they how this thing unfolds for the year. New offense. I think this is the fourth year in a row that I think
they've had a new offense.
Yeah, they had a new offense. So pretty exciting stuff, though. You know, I know the kids are excited as coached by Jeremy Thielbar, and excited to see what his offense can do and put a lot of points on the board.
Well, we should be closing in on kickoff here pretty darn soon. Of course, everything's always just a little bit weird when TV's around because they have their own schedule, and everyone must bend to the will of what TV has to say. Sun going behind a cloud a little bit, but after that rainstorm we got this afternoon, and I knew we were going to be out in the stands, I was a little concerned, but I think we're going to be good.
It looks pretty nice. Quite clear blue skies above.
Well, we are, again, closing on kickoff. We're awaiting the toss of the coin and the national anthem and all that good stuff. We're going to have some extended breaks again tonight because of TV, so this game will take a little longer probably than normal for all of that. But what an exciting way to get the season off to a start. You know, already sports have been going. Girls soccer's got some wins. The boys got a win last night. Volleyball had an exciting match last night in Bulldog Gym where they pulled one out. So we say it every year, but hard to believe we're already here.
Exactly. Again, it's that the best time of the year, you know, for all high school sports. You know, the ball teams are out, cross country teams are running. Yeah, exciting, and it's good to see all the teams get a win. You know, hopefully we get to see the Bulldogs
start their season with a win. And you know, as always, you're starting with you know, kind of a murderer's row. You've got this week, you've got UI next week, so you know, you're jumping right into the frying pan and into the fire, so to speak, with the first opponent of the season. Post Falls clad in their traditional black with the orange stripes and numbers. Bulldogs in their smart-looking road white uniforms. They've got looks like they've got some new helmets this year, and those look pretty sweet. So it should be great once that TV allows us to get this game started, because we'd be pretty much off and rolling by now here on KSPT in Sandpoint with Bulldog football as we've hit the 7 o'clock hour on this Friday night, just about ready to get things rolling. We're going to take a timeout. We're going to take about a two-minute timeout, and then we will come back, and hopefully we'll be closing in on kickoff here on Bulldog Football on KSPT.
Hi, this is Brent Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. Taylor & Sons has already started receiving our first orders of the all-new, completely redesigned 2020 Silverado HD with class-exclusive features, increased trailering, and a new 10-speed Allison transmission coupled with the legendary Duramax diesel. The new Silverado HD truck is truly best in class. With the arrival of this new HD Silverado, it means it's time to clear out the 2019 models to make room. When financing with GM Financial, Taylor & Sons is offering every Duramax diesel-equipped in-stock model of our most premium LTZ trim for $11,000 off MSRP. This is truly a once-a-year offer on these 2019 HD trucks, and Taylor & Sons only has 10 remaining in stock. You can view our entire inventory of new 2019 and 2020 HD Silverado trucks online at tschevy.com. There you will find multiple pictures, detailed descriptions, and clear transaction pricing for every vehicle in stock. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons.
All right, we are back here on KSPT as we get set for the start of this game. And Jay, I wanted to kind of expand upon a point that you made here a minute ago about, you know, the offense. And, you know, you got a chance probably to talk to some of the guys around around the team, and what are they thinking about, you know, the new offense and the way it's a lot different than what they've been doing the last year or two.
Yeah, they're going to play fast, Chris, and, you know, I kind of got a glimpse of that last night's freshman game, like my son, freshman. But he's, you know, they play fast. They don't get in the huddle. They don't get in the huddle much. You know, the plays are coming directly into the quarterback by field bar, and they'll line up, and then they'll make adjustments depending on what they're seeing on defense. So, real exciting. They like to spread it out. You're going to see a lot of four receiver sets, single backs. You're going to see a lot of different things. A lot of quick passes, and then they're going to try to get you deep, get you to fall asleep, and go over the top. So, yeah, it should be fun.
That should be good. And the Bulldogs, you know, with the Knowles contingent there on defense and the rest of their defensive coaches, everything that I've heard so far about the Bulldogs on defense is something that's pretty similar, you know. Got to figure out what we're going to be doing at the cornerback position. It always seems that, you know, every year, beginning, you've got some guys a little unsure of what's going on, but that should improve as the season goes on for sure. And there is some returning, Elijah Larson, some other guys that have some experience from last year as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the defense is going to be set up with Tack Benefield right in the middle, right?
Yep.
He's the reigning IEL defensive MVP. So as a sophomore, things are boding well as coming into his junior year. We're expecting a big year out of Tack.
Well, we are closing in. The starting lineups have been introduced to the crowd, and we're just about to have the top of the coin. I want to remind you that tomorrow we've got Vandal football here on KSPT. Vandals will be taking on Penn State, so pretty tough opener for the Vandals as well. And we'll have the pregame on that tomorrow morning at 11:30 with the Vandal Sports Network kickoff coming your way at about 12:30, and I believe that our Bulldog Football Coaches Show will be on next Wednesday at 6 o'clock with Coach Knowles and some of the players. They'll be coming into the studio. We'll be talking about the game that's happening tonight. Looking forward to next Friday's game as well. So, plenty of Bulldog and Vandal content.
That's awesome. Yeah, keeps you busy, doesn't it?
Keith.
Yeah, not that you're really busy enough.
No, I'm basically sitting at my desk all day twiddling my thumbs there at the station from 3 o'clock in the morning till about 11. So.
Probably some of the more enjoyable things, right? You get to sit down with the coach and talk sports, right?
It's really great because Ryan, you know, he came in to talk, and we talked beforehand and do the interview, and he did a great job. And you know, we talked a little bit afterwards, and he's been really accommodating. And, you know, it just goes along the line with Coach Blow and, you know, even Coach Garneau when he was there. The coaching staffs have been really, really great to me, you know, coming and giving me all the insight that I asked for. And sometimes they tell me, well, I don't really want to say that the right way, but that's okay.
And they don't want to give up all the secrets.
No, they don't want to give up all the secrets. But so it should be good. The captains are out for the toss of the coin. Lights, theoretically, should be coming on pretty soon now that the sun's behind the clouds. Now, last night, they had a problem with the scoreboard, I'm told. So the scoreboard operators are sitting over there under the scoreboard. I don't know if they're doing it, you know, by smoke signal or what. Apparently, it's hardwired right in there because the old newfangled remote. Imagine that. Technical difficulties.
Yeah, it was interesting last night being down here and the freshman game and not having a score clock. And as a fan, you're kind of wondering. It was a tight game, too, going down the stretch. You're always looking at how much time's left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
It's tough to coach that way. You know, you're always asking the referee, hey, how much time? So, good that they got it working tonight. That was one of my concerns this morning.
Apparently, they were working on it all day, and what they settled on is the scorekeeper's going to stand over there and do the scorekeeping from underneath, hardwired in. Bulldogs won the toss. They will defer their choice to the second half, so Post Falls will start with the football here as we get set to get this season underway here on KSPT. It's Bulldog football for 2019, and we look forward to it. Glad you're along with us here tonight for the contest. If you are trying to catch us on Rock 103, we have some technical difficulties that I promise will be ironed out and nailed down before next Friday's game at U-High. I promise. That'll come directly from the top on that, I'm sure. So Bulldogs getting set to kick it away. It looked to me like it was going to be Dylan Peterson to do the kicking for the Bulldogs based on what I saw in the pregame. So we'll see if that indeed does come to pass. And again, I believe that we're just standing around waiting for TV to tell us that we can actually play some football. One of the exciting parts of a game. So the Trojans are on the field. Bulldogs that take the field. It is Peterson coming out with the tee. Looks like going deep for the Trojans will be number 3. Christian Curley at number 13. Thomas Hauser, deep standing at about the 10-yard line. From the 40, Peterson will kick it away. And we are that close to getting Bulldog football underway for the 2019 season. Ball is on the tee. Peterson back to the 35 and a couple steps beyond for the start of this one. And here we go. It's football time. Peterson gives the high sign to both sides of his squad. Here comes the kick. It comes and it's going to hit the ground at about the 20-yard line. Bounce at the 17, and that's where it's picked up by Hauser. Hauser cuts across the middle, and he gets out to about the 26, maybe the 27. And that's where the Trojans will take over on offense at about the 27, maybe the 28-yard line. Should be Derek Pierce coming out to run the offense as the Trojans get their instructions from the coach. And here comes the offense out onto the field.
Boy, great job right there by Garrett Cox, sophomore, getting down there and kind of making an open field tackle on the returner.
So Pierce is indeed the quarterback. He's got 3 wide and 1 receiver. One back, handoff to that back up the middle. Finding room into the secondary, and he's got near first down yardage. We'll see where they spot it. It looks to me like it was number 25. Eli Gondo goes for 10 and a first down on the first play of the game for the Trojans. So second play, another handoff to Gondo up the middle. This one for about 5 right up the middle with Tyler Lehman in there on the tackle along with number 47, looks like.
44, bucket.
Okay. Back to pass this time. The pass is complete, and the tackle is made right away. Or maybe a yard or two. Short completion that time from Derek Pierce.
Boy, great job by, I think that's Elijah Larson over there.
Yeah.
Chris, I came up, come off his receiver to come out and get that backer out of the running back out of the backfield on that back.
So 13, third down now and about 4. Fake handoff, pass up the middle, it's caught, and down the stripe for a touchdown goes Thomas Hauser. Fake handoff, and just right out of the slot up the middle, a touchdown on third down, and the Trojans lead it 6-0.
Boy, yeah, so no play action fake, kind of free safety just to get his head back in the backfield, Chris. And Fox, unfortunately, doesn't pick up the seam down the middle and perfectly thrown football and into the end zone. They made that look easy.
So long touchdown pass on third down from about, let's see, that was from the about 63 yards. Extra point is up. It is good. 7-0 Trojans here after the first drive. Bulldogs get the football next. When we return, we'll be back in 60 seconds with more Bulldog football here on KSPT.
Yeah.
And we're back here on KSPT getting ready for the ensuing kickoff. After the Bulldog defense gave it up on third down and short, a long touchdown pass. And the Trojans now getting set to kick it away. Back deep for the Bulldogs to receive this kickoff. Looks like we've got Braden Kappen and Elijah Larson back there. Or no, Walker Herman. Walker Herman looks like. I think that's a 20 over there on the far side. So set to do the kicking duty. Big number 88, Josiah Shields, and 207. And he kicks it short, and it's caught at about the 40-yard line. So the Trojans try a little trickeration, I guess. And a nice job there by the Bulldogs and Jeremiah Burkamp to get on that ball.
Whew. Yeah, I was thinking maybe one of them called for a fair catch there.
That's what I would have done.
That ball was got up there in the air quite a ways. But a good job by Jeremiah.
Yeah, that ball had more height than distance. traveled about 15 yards and was about 25 yards up in the air. So the Bulldogs come out, one back, four wide. Jackson Pettit out of the pistol formation. Snap, drops back, looking, throwing. He's got a man out there. It's overshot, incomplete. Looking on the far side, looked like he was trying to get it over there to number 10 for the Bulldogs.
Max Steelbar.
Was that Steelbar?
Yeah.
Okay, so Max Steelbar.
Good protection that time for Jackson. Just overthrew his receiver on that long out.
So on second down, hand off right up the middle. Kaffin. Kaffin runs into a wall right at the line of scrimmage. Gets a yard out of it, maybe. And we got third down and 9 coming up for Sandpoint.
Well, yeah, it looked like he had a nice little hole there, but the middle linebacker came in there and made a nice tackle. Kind of filled that hole in a hurry. Off about their 1 yard gain.
So Pettit takes the snap, drops, looks, trying to find someone to throw to. Rolling. He's going to run. He's probably not going to get the first down, but he does get some positive yardage. About 4 yards, and it'll be fourth down and 5 at the Bulldogs' own 45, and that will bring up a punt. So the Bulldogs go 3 and out after the Trojans score in 4 plays.
Boy, yeah, just looking downfield, Chris, and there was just nobody open. Looks to me like both holes had about 4 guys rushing the quarterback and everybody else back in the pass coverage, and Jackson's smart move, and got 3 positive yards on the game.
Will Hurst is in to do the kicking duties. Snap is back. Kick is up. It's end over end and not too long. It takes a Trojan bounce back towards the Bulldogs' line of scrimmage. And that's going to be about a 12 or 13-yard punt with the negative roll. And Trojan's going to be set up almost at midfield.
Yeah, I'd say it's about a 10-yard punt. Not what we wanted there from our punt.
Little first game nerves. Yeah, kind of caught the top of that ball, I think. And it went end over end straight up into the air. So here come the Trojans again with their second possession. Derek Pierce. Right behind him, Eli Gondo, the running back. Hand up the middle to Gondo. Gondo, nowhere to go. He's snowed under. And it's going to be no gain on the play. Second down and 10. And a nice job in the interior of that line.
Yeah, Will Treadway that time crashing down and make it a nice tackle for no game.
So, second down. Trojans, Pierce, no huddle, quickly, back to pass, looks, throws. He's got a man wide open, but he misses him wide. He's trying to hit Gondo out of the backfield. Lehman on the coverage, I believe.
Lehman, yeah, there's a little wheel route that time, and Lehman did on that out. And, boy, if that ball's thrown up over the top, boy, I'd have to get another big play for 4 balls.
So, third down and 10. Big stop opportunity for the Bulldog defense on third and long here. Back to pass. Pierce going, finding a man. It's caught. It's going to be close to a first down. To Gondo out of the backfield. On the tackle for the Bulldogs that time was Garrett Cox. And it's going to be short and a fourth down and 2. So an 8-yard gain there on third. Almost 9. So Trojans going for it on fourth down in Bulldog territory at the 44. Trying to draw a standpoint offside. Doesn't work. Flicks over to the sideline. Signal comes in. Maybe. And now timeout is taken. So the Trojans call a timeout. We will do so as well. And we'll be back on KSBT in 60 seconds. 8:23 left first quarter. Trojans up 7-0 on KSBT.
Need groceries but don't have time to shop? The folks at Super One in Sandpoint say, save time, shop online. It's easy and convenient. Just go to superonefoods.net, place your order, and set the time that you'd like to pick it up. A Super One personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and will bring them out to you at one of the parking spaces reserved just for online customers. It's that simple. Try it today. Go to superonefoods.net for online shopping for Super One in Sandpoint. Save time, shop online.
Hello, this is Scott
and Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We have 36 years combined experience and are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old powerhouse building.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Miscommunication, I think, Jay, in the backfield on that one. As the quarterback turned around, there was no running back there.
Nobody there, Chris, and Phil Treadway making another big play coming off that defensive end and dropped the quarterback about a three-yard loss.
So second down and 13. Pierce, fake handoff, throws down the seam, another high ball caught, another first down, this one to the five-yard line, so a 22-yard gain. And the Bulldogs having a tough time stopping the Trojan air attack.
Boy, yeah, the receivers are getting behind the defensive back. And just nice throw over the top. And it makes a great catch on the play.
Take handoff. Now they do. Gondo gets it. And he runs to the outside. Doesn't get much. Back to the yard at the line of scrimmage. Maybe a half a yard. So second and goal now from the 4.5-yard line. Nate McLeod on the carry that time. Pierce. Quickly, up to the line come the Trojans. Take it to, no, they give it to McLeod again. He drives forward, and he's in, running through Bulldog arm tackles. And it's a 13-0 lead for the Trojans here in the first quarter. And this scoring update brought to you by on KSBC, Ivano's Restaurante. Bulldog owned and operated for over 30 years and a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports. We thank everybody for coming along. Yost Fresh Market for the pregame show. Mountain West for halftime. Pierce Auto Center for the postgame show. The extra point is good. That makes it 14-0. Of course, we'll have your Hall of Fame new stats page. And Sayers Jewelers, once again, kind enough to provide the player of the game for the 2019 season. So, two possessions for Trojans. Two scores for the Bulldogs, three and out on their first division. The offense really needs to get something going here getting this next one.
Need to find a little rhythm, but again, a big play by the Post Falls offense right now. The difference, Chris, two very well-thrown footballs by the quarterback and a great catch on this last one to get him inside that five-yard line. So, yeah, Bulldogs need that. Offense need to get going a little bit.
So we're getting set for the kickoff once again. Back for Sandpoint. To receive, it's Caffin and Walker Herman. And again, the biggest kicker in town, Josiah Shield, they call him a linebacker at 6'2", 207. A little bigger than that.
A little taller.
Yeah, he does. So last time it was a high sort of boot kick. Not sure that was intentional. This one goes deep and it's going to be taken by Herman. Herman at the 10-yard line goes the opposite way. He's got a seam. And he's going to be knocked down, but not before he gets across the 25 and maybe even across to the 30. See where they end up spotting that one. It'll be just about the 31-yard line. So, once again, decent position for Jackson Pettit in the Sandpoint Bulldog offense.
Yeah, nice 21-yard return there by Herman. Yeah, great job, 21 yards.
Is that it? Up to the line, out of the shotgun or the pistol or whatever you want to call it. You can call it that these days, right?
Yeah.
Fact of no, fake handoff. Now it comes up the middle. Caffin, nothing doing. He might get a yard trying to run off the left side. And again, the linebacker there for the Trojans, Kyle Lickfold, was in there to make a quick tackle.
Well, yeah, nothing right there so far for the Bulldogs up the middle. Two runs and 2 yards.
Headed, take handoff, pass, out the flat, caught, and it's going to be close to a first down. Threw it to his tight end that time, and a nice catch by Tyler Lehman, and he's going to get first down yardage and a gain of 9, and the Bulldogs get their first down of the season. Well-run play.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice quick release there. Good read by Jackson to get it out quickly, and Lehman did the rest.
Headed, back. Pass, drop straight, looking deep, going deep, trying to get it out to Christian Niemela, and it's out of bounds, thrown to the outside, and the MLS trying desperately to one-hand it on the sideline, couldn't make the circus catch.
Yeah, boy, pretty good coverage there by the DB, by Post Falls. And, yeah, just a little too far to the outside for Christian to make a really to have the opportunity to get the ball.
So, second down and 10. Big handoff. Pettit's going to run. He gets up the middle for about 3 or 4. Looked like he was trying to run the option there, and his only option was get as many yards as possible.
Boy, he picked up the guy coming unblocked on the far side, Chris, and smart move just to tuck it and go. But a great job picking up a couple yards there.
Yeah, 3, and so 3rd and 7 coming up. Bulldogs need to get to the 48 of the Trojans right from their own 45. Already down 14-0. Pettit back to pass, throws it. It's caught. Lehman again. He's going to be close, but probably just shy of first down yardage. So at midfield, you're down 14-0. You got a 4th and 1. You pretty much go for this one, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's 1 yard short, but another nice play there by Lehman and a good toss by Pettit.
So they bring Tag Benefield into the backfield for this 4th and short situation. Hand off to Benefield. He drives forward. He's got a first down. He gets 2. Needed 1. Bulldogs move the chains, and that's a pretty handy little package for Benefield on offense.
Boy, he's a big kid, Chris, and you know, that boy's definitely been living in the weight room and does a great job of just getting his pads low and then powering through and picking up that huge fourth down for conversion.
So Bulldogs now on the move inside Post Falls territory. Fake handoff, pass it to the outside, pass is caught. It's going to be close to another first down. I believe the number out there was 27. Elijah Larson is in as receiver. He is. So Bulldogs get 9 quickly up to the line of scrimmage with a 2nd and 1. Larson on the near side along with number 11 for Sandpoint at the receiver. Peyton Innes back to pass. Once again going deep. He's got a man open. It's Christian Niemela, and the Bulldogs score. 38-yard touchdown pass from Pettit to Niemela, and Sandpoint gets on the board.
Boy, what a beautiful ball, and Chris did a great job. Beat this guy one-on-one coverage to the far side, Chris. They had 3 receivers to the near, and Christian one-on-one to the outside on the far side, and ball beautifully thrown over the top, and Christian makes a great catch. Bulldogs bounce back in a big way.
Yeah, I can't say enough about the job the line did on that, too, giving Jackson Pettit plenty of time. He had no pressure on him whatsoever. So Peterson in now to try and tack on the extra point, make it 14-7. The kick is up. It is good. We will take timeout. We will take a 2-minute timeout with 4:27 left in this first quarter of play. We'll be back on KSBT with the score, Post Falls 14 and Sandpoint 7.
Finance now and pay later with an auto loan from P1FCU.
From 7BTV, your local authorized dish retailer. Our community is our family, and we are committed to supporting the causes that matter here in Sandpoint. That is why we are a proud supporter of the Angels Over Sandpoint Back to School program. It's just one way we're helping to make a difference right here in our own backyard. Call us at 208-263-7288 or visit us at 7btv.com to learn more about how we are supporting our community through Dish Cares.
You're back.
And we are back here on KSBT as we get set for the kickoff 14-7 in favor of Post Falls. Bulldogs just on the board, and this scoring update brought to you by Sun Rental, a proud supporter of the Bulldogs since 1979. They rent everything under the sun. Coming up at halftime, we'll talk with Chris Knowles about how fall has gone for him and some of the early season Bulldog accomplishments that have gone on from some of the other sports. Peterson indicated away. Kick comes deep and is going to be taken at about the 15-yard line on the far side. Coming across the middle, spinning, and getting a few extra yards out to about the 30-yard line. That time, the returner for Post Falls looked like that was number 13, Thomas Hauser. Hauser already with a touchdown in this one.
Yeah, Peterson puts the ball down there about the 10-yard line, and a nice high kick and allows his coverage team to get down the field and about 20 yards on that return for Post Falls. Let's go, defense. Let's get rolling here.
All right, so here we go, Bulldogs. Defense ready. They're playing a 3-4, the three down linemen in their stances. Back to pass is Pierce. He throws it. He's got a man coming across the pattern, and he makes the catch, and then is going to be tackled after a gain of about 5. Just dragging across the field there. Once again, Hauser with the catch, and he's obviously the guy they're trying to get to. Looks like we have an injured Bulldog on the field. That looks like Jake Ryan, Bulldog starting safety, who is in a bit of discomfort.
Boy, yeah, two Bulldogs there rallied around the ball, and looks like maybe he might have took a helmet. Maybe on an arm there, Chris, and looks like he's all right, though.
Yeah. The old stinger situation. So Ryan will walk off the field with Coach Knowles, and they'll send a Bulldog in to replace him. It is Christian Niemele in there for some duty at safety. Now that they're off the field, Post Falls will come up after a gain of 5 with a second down and 5 on this, once again, beautiful night here in Post Falls. Little light breeze, clear skies now after the rains came this afternoon. Cool everything down just a bit. Hand off up the middle, nothing. Absolutely nowhere to go for the running back that time. Gondo loses a half yard, and it's third down and 6.
Boy, Keith Jensen, number 72, plugged that hole up in a hurry. Pierce made a nice play. That goes back.
Derek Pierce in the shotgun with nobody in the backfield. He drops. He looks. He throws. He's got a man, and he overshoots him out of bounds. And it's incomplete going for his running back, Eli Gondo, who was lined up in the slot. So Bulldog, after giving up 2 quick touchdowns, get a response, and then the defense steps up and gets a stop.
Absolutely. That's a great job right there. Good a good 3 and out for the Bulldogs defense, Chris.
And back to receive this punt for the Sandpoint Bulldogs. Derek Cox, number 13. They put the numbers in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
Right here where I can see them. Trojans run a man off the field at the last second. Snap is back. Kick is nearly blocked, and it's taken by Cox. Cox gets to the outside. He's at the 40, and that's where he's going to be knocked down. Nice coverage there for the Trojans.
Big work.
Yeah, that was pretty nice stuff there. So Bulldogs set up at the 40-yard line, looking to get the tying score.
Absolutely. So it's no secret what these teams want to do. They're going to spread you out, Chris, and they're going to throw in a couple runs, but they're definitely going to want to throw the football down the field.
So Sandpoint looking to get things rolling here. Looks like we've got 3 wides. Tyler Lehman in the backfield in the tight end H-back position. And Jackson Pettit taking the snap and handing it off to Braden Kappen. Kappen's across midfield, and he's to the 45, That's a 15-yard gain and a Bulldog first down. And right now, the Bulldogs living with some real nice momentum.
Absolutely. Great hole opened up on that right side, Chris, behind Brandon Gates. No, on the opposite side of Brandon Gates there. Nice hole in that gap. Going to speed there.
Yeah, that's Marcus Anderson on that side. This time, the handoff up the middle. And the up-the-middle runs have been, well, shall we say, not too successful so far. There's a gain of one. It'll be second down for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, exactly, Chris. Nothing happening up the middle right now. But the Bulldogs, they're going to run the football here a little bit too. Yeah.
Well, and bad news for the Bulldogs is Braden Kappen is on the field holding his knee. And so the Bulldogs will be going to a secondary running back, at least temporarily, as Kappen, who went up into the pile, came out of the pile, ran about three steps, and went down to the turf.
Definitely in pain. Not good to see.
We've got your Mountain West Bank Halftime Show coming up featuring the Jalapeno Stats page. Thanking my friend Barry Burke for doing our stats tonight. It's a real conglomeration here. We got more Bulldogs than I'm used to. Yeah, I thought I was going to be by myself most of the week. Again, thank you, Jay, for bailing me out here at the hour of need.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited to go watch these guys and see what this season has in store for. So, well, thanks for having me. I kind of reached out to you today and heard nobody was coming down with you, so here I am.
Yeah, well, I
feel like
you'd
rather be.
Kappen, off the field, kind of under his own power. So, second down and 9 coming up now for the Bulldogs. And it looks like they're going to throw Garrett Cox in there as the running back after Kappen heads to the sideline. Steelbar, Lehman, Niemela amongst the receivers, 3 of the 4. Back to pass, going deep again. And again open is Niemela. And he goes up and makes a great catch inside the 15-yard line. He was wide open, the ball a little underthrown, and just like that, the Bulldogs have a first down at about the 13.
Well, I can't say enough about Jackson Bennett. Nice arm there, throwing that ball about 50 yards in the air, and a great play right there by Niemela.
And then the Bulldogs jump offside. So our first penalty comes at 2:10 in the first quarter in the first game. That's impressive.
That is impressive. You know, anymore, Chris, they play so much football in the summer, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Like he just got done, you know?
Yeah.
Start, so. Pretty impressive, though.
Yeah, especially for the guys who did football and basketball this summer. They were busy right up into
July. Absolutely.
All right, so after 5 marks against the Bulldogs, it's first 15, and the handoff is a fake to Cox. They throw it to Niemela with a screen on the far side. He picks his way forward, gets the 5 back that they lost, plus 2 or 3 more. We'll see where they mark him. Looks like they're going to put him down at the 10-yard line. So that's a gain of 8 and a second down now and about 7 coming up. Pettit, a couple of claps, looks over the defense. Nobody jumps on D. So here we go for second down. Hand up the middle. Cox.
Oh, nice.
Does a nice little stutter step and jump cut. Gets near first down yardage at about the 2-3 yard line. Yeah, they call it the 4. Need to get to the 3. So third and 1.
Yeah, that's 1 yard here. That's a great runner by Cox. That time going up the middle and shows his power there.
So third and short. Hand off to Cox again. Cox from behind. They try to drag him down, but he stays on his feet. And I think he's into the end zone. He is. Gets bottled up in the middle of the line, kicks it to the outside, races to the pylon, dives, and just like that, with 51.6 seconds left in the first quarter, the Bulldogs with an extra point to tie this up.
Boy, yeah, what a great job right there, too. Two great offensive series by the Bulldogs. Hey, I tell you what, Garrett Cox, sophomore kid, really a strong runner. He's got some good speed, but he was able to shake off that big linebacker who had him behind the line of scrimmage and kept his feet, kept on chugging, and outraced everybody to the pylon. Great job.
So Peterson in for the extra point. It is up, and it is good. 14-all as we near the end of the first quarter. We will keep it here and tell you that this scoring update is brought to you by Burger Express. 100% hot, fresh, deluxe sandwich for free. 100% hot and fresh, deluxe any sandwich for free. That makes a lot more sense, the way I say it that way. Family-owned and operated, go Bulldogs. All right.
Boy,
it's the first game for the announcers, too.
Shaking off the rust. Huh?
Shaking off the rust, yeah. So what a great drive by the Bulldogs. As so far, this Jeremy Steelbar directed offense is living up to all the expectations that you could have.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, just getting a little stat update. You know, Pettit starting off strong. You know, the first series had 2 incompletions, but has completed the last 6 passes in a row. 6 of 8 for 101 yards here in the first quarter.
That's efficient quarterbacking, and that's what the Bulldogs need right there. So nice job. Defense gets the stop, and the offense gets the Bulldogs back in the game. And just like that, we're all tied at 14, and Peterson in to kick it away once again. Hauser back deep along with number 3 for the Trojans. That's Christian Curley. They've kicked it to Hauser both times, now make it 3, taking it about the 16-yard line. Hauser up the middle. Hauser breaking tackles. Hauser across the 30 to the 40. Ball's loose. See if the Bulldogs come up with it. They're unpiling. Coach Noel seems to think that it might be Bulldog football, but it doesn't seem to be. None of the Bulldogs were all that excited. So first and 10 for the Trojans. They'll pick it up at about the 39-yard line as we're in the final minute of the first quarter.
Boy, Hauser at 5'11", 164 pounds, Chris. He's running tough there on that kickoff return. That took quite a few Bulldogs to finally bring him down.
Pierce, big handoff. No, he does hand it off on the end around. And a big gain for Gondo across the 50, out to about the Bulldogs 48. That's a 13-yard gain with 30 seconds left. The Trojans right up to the line of scrimmage and another first down. Gondo beside Pierce. Another handoff. This time they go the other way. And lots of room. And still on his feet. Going to get another 10. Maybe 11 going the other direction.
Well, it looks like a couple jet sweeps there, Chris. Block guy cutting across the line of scrimmage. That guy's able to get to the outside and pick up the big yard there.
Well, it's coming back because we've got a hold on the field.
They've got a bike here. Wow, impressive.
Big time. Didn't have a scoreboard yesterday. Got a mic here. So wipe off that gain. Call it first down and about 15 after the penalty. Back inside the 47-yard line. The Trojans back in their own territory. Pierce with a new running back right beside him. Back to pass. Pierce going deep. Looking for a man. It is incomplete. And the coverage not too bad out there. Running step for step with the receiver for the Bulldogs was
Walker Herman.
Herman, and it kind of hit him in the back, but did a nice job of not running into the receiver.
Absolutely.
That ball just a touch underthrown, so it's going to be second down and 15. Big handoff, back to pass, hit as he throws, ball's released, and it's caught. This time over Herman, and a touchdown. Boy, that's one of those, if you're the defensive back and you get your head turned around, you knock that one down.
Yeah, you got to find the ball, Chris, in here, but that ball just throwing a little bit to the inside. And
great catch.
I tell you, Thomas Hauser, he seems to be their go-to guy here. He just made a great catch, got it down by his ankles, and was able to take it into the end zone untouched.
So that's about a 53-yard touchdown pass to Hauser again. Hauser with 2 long touchdowns. The final play of the first quarter, the extra point is up, and it is no good. So So 2014 Trojans in action, packed first quarter. We'll be back with your second quarter of play after this on KSPT.